Maryland is one of only 8 states that have designated a state dinosaur. We were the 5th state to do so, after Colorado and New Jersey started a trend in the 80s and 90s. But only Maryland has the Astrodon as its prehistoric symbol. 140 years before our state chose the Astrodon, Maryland's agricultural chemist, Philip T. Tyson, was producing the area's first geologic map of Maryland. His work brought him to Prince George's County, and he did some digging in an open-pit iron mine. There, he discovered our region's first dinosaur fossils. They were 2 hand-sized, rhino horn-shaped teeth, which he passed to a professor at Baltimore Dental College named Christopher Johnston. Johnston sliced thin sections of one tooth to examine it under a microscope. What he saw through the lens was a starburst-like cross-section, so he called the species Astrodon, from the Greek meaning star and tooth. Just a few years later, in 1865, the pioneer of American paleontology, Dr. Joseph Leidy, determined that Tyson and Johnston's dental discovery belonged to a sauropod. Dr. Leidy formally described the new species and named it Astrodon johnstoni, making it the first sauropod dinosaur recovered from North America. He noted, too, that the Astrodon discovery in Maryland was nearly simultaneous to Leidy's own most famous find, which occurred just a few days before Tyson discovered our Astrodon's teeth. Dr. Leidy and his team were working in New Jersey and dug up what is considered to be the first dinosaur found in North America, a nearly full skeleton of a Hadrosaurus. Our Astrodon, though, was still very special. As a sauropod, it had a long neck with a small head, a long tail, and 4 thick, pillar-like legs. The Brontosaurus we all grew up with, now reclassified by scientists as Brachiosaurus, is a classic sauropod. Even though it was smaller than the Brachiosaurus, I imagine that a full-grown Astrodon must have been an amazing sight. It was about the height of a 3-story building and as long as 2 school buses. Weighing in at 30 tons, or about the same as 5 elephants, Astrodon was an herbivore that could reach high into the treetops and could trot along at fairly high speeds to avoid predators. As it became clear that Maryland was a place to seek dinosaur fossils, the next 40 years revealed many more interesting paleontological discoveries. For example, in 1887, 26-year-old John Bell Hatcher discovered an iron mine nicknamed Swamp Poodle that was full of Mesozoic-era bones. It became the best source of early Cretaceous dinosaur fossils on the East Coast, and excavations from there to Washington, D.C. led our area to become known as Dinosaur Alley. From Swamp Poodle, Hatcher recovered hundreds of bones and teeth, including the remains of 5 new species of dinosaurs. Today, the collection he started resides at the Smithsonian Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C. Though Hatcher went on to become a famous paleontologist, amateurs are responsible for many fossil discoveries, including the most recent ones. In 1989, a keen-eyed mineral collector unearthed a partial Astrodon femur from a clay-rich rock formation called Arundel Clay near Arbutus, just south of Baltimore. And 2 years later, in 1991, naturalist Arnold Norden and his children were hunting dinosaur bones in the Maryland Clay Products pit near Beltsville. They noticed some bone fragments and called the Smithsonian. Their excavation the next day retrieved part of an Astrodon femur. Although the proximal, or upper end of the bone was missing, its length was more than 3 feet and weighed 90 pounds. When whole, the femur may have been 2 or more times that size. Finds are continuing every day at Dinosaur Park in South Laurel. In September 2014, a park visitor found part of a flesh-eating dinosaur tooth, and a volunteer found an Astrodon shoulder blade. I'm sure the next few years will reveal even more of our area's native dinosaurs. To learn more, visit explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternot.